Well, our Tawa Papas, the Auckland Arts Festival Kaihautū Māori, the Director of Māori Programming and Language, Te Hure Toi o Tamaki, Auckland Arts Festival, has demonstrated its commitment to Te Reo Māori through the delivery of programs under Tōtū Te Reo, a component of the Tuia Temuka Kōrero and the Auckland Festival Trust Māori Strategy. And our Tawa's here to speak of that and also some of the performances aligned over the next month or so. Te Tuene, kia ora no, hoki mai la. Kia ora, always need to catch up with you, Tāhua. What Tāhua events should we be looking at through the Auckland Arts Festival? There's a stack of them, so talk with us, about what's going on so our people can put things in their diary.
Absolutely. Hey, we've got a bunch of stuff happening. But, you know, as we do, March is always Auckland Arts Festival time, Te Hure Toi o Tamaki, and mostly in the CBD, but, you know, we're taking some stuff out around the regions, just because we can't just always think about CBD. We've got to have a look at the you know, what did we say, Warkworth to Waiuku and coast to coast, you know, harbour to harbour. So, yeah, it's an awesome 18 days worth of events happening and Kaupapa Māori, but, you know, there's some international stuff coming that I think that our wider whānau will be really interested in attending. I think I heard, just as you before you jumped on there, Dale, an ad about Te Tangi a Te Tūi, which is happening out at Te Pou in Henderson until the 10th of March, and that's a great show to go and see if people want to see some circus stuff, circus acts. So people, yeah, it's almost like trapeze stuff, lots of work with ropes and silks and flying across the stage, and it's really cool, man. It's an awesome kōrero as well. So that's out at Te Pou Theatre in Henderson. But we kick off the festival on Thursday the 7th of March in Aotea Square with a program called Waiata Mai, and we're collaborating with choirs Aotearoa New Zealand. And they've been running some practice sessions over the weekend just gone. To have people learn choral parts to some well-known songs from Aotearoa. So we've got some bilingual. So we've got in English, we've got Sway by Bic Rumor. But in Te Reo Māori only, we've got Tutira Mai Ngā Iwi, that favourite that I'm wanting. My crusade is to get everybody to sing the right words and the right tune. But also bilingual versions of Ono Marama Pakere Haia, which is 6 months in a leaky boat, and Dave Dobbin's Hineruhi, or Slice of Heaven. So we've had the choral rangers make them into choral pieces. And so we've got a choir of about 400 strong, which I think is going to be really, really awesome. And, you know, there's quite a few tauiwi in those choirs too. So just having our reo spoken and sung by a whole range of people from different ethnic backgrounds is really awesome. You know, Toitū Te Reo, that's what it's about, hearing and seeing Te Reo across the festival. So that's Waiata Mai on Thursday, and that's our first official event of the festival. We're working with Te Pou for their Te Tangi a Te Tūi, as I said, out in Henderson at Te Pou Theatre, which is delivered mostly in Te Reo. There's about three lines that are in English, but the rest is in Te Reo Māori. So anybody that's on that reo journey, I really encourage you to go and see that. In the garden this year in Aotea Square, we've got the Manawa Arts Market, Whare Toi. So working with Te Taumata Toi a Iwi, they're bringing in some Māori arts and crafts vendors into Aotea Square, so a couple of days from Friday and Saturday with some food trucks. And then on Saturday we have a kōrero, Te Kahui Kōrero, led by Nigel Burrell, but with Chelsea Wynn-Stanley and Kiane Matatasipu, talking about arts and being leaders in your art form, being leaders in Te Reo Māori. So, you know, all three of them are leaders in their respective areas. And so that's going to be a really awesome kōrero. That's going to happen in Aotea Centre on Saturday afternoon. But we've got things like Waiata Anthems on our big digital screen in Aotea Square. So while you're there, you can have a sing-along and with the lyrics on the screen. So, you know, absolutely, listen to some of those waiata that have been translated and sing along to them while you're shopping for some stuff in the arts market. So that's pretty cool. Hear Me Roar is on Friday night. Friday is International Women's Day. And so we've put together a show, Hear Me Roar, I Am Woman, celebrating Wahine, Biri Edmunga, Annie Crummer, Bo Runga, and Julia Deans come together with an awesome band to sing songs from Wahine through, and have impacted their careers through the years. And so, you know, these Wahine have been singing for a long time, and it was really awesome to hear them go to telling stories about what songs they heard when they were growing up or just coming up through the ranks, and who they really admired and who they look up to, with a little bit of a tribute, you know, to Renee Gay and Tina Turner and Olivia Newton-John. So that's an awesome program on Friday night, but I encourage people to get in quick for that because it's almost sold out. So, you know, we're thinking about Bill Withers and how that was last year. Well, this is kind of along the same vein of one night only, and they're selling it out pretty quickly. And then on Saturday night, we've got a really awesome show too. Anjali Kidjo is an African singer who's lives in France. And she's coming and she's bringing her show again, one night only. Now, she's been playing to bloody packed out houses in Australia. And she's coming to Aotearoa one night only, Saturday night. But the beauty of that is that everywhere she goes, she asks for a local group to open for her. And so instead of just a music group for a music act, we've asked Angitu Papahaka to perform to open up the show for her on Saturday night. So that's going to be awesome. They're going to also be singing a couple of songs with Angelique. So, you know, that's just week one. We've got our Pacifica friends who have got a show down at ASB Waterfront Theatre too, Ole Pepelo, Le Ngoyoi Malepala Ai. So the coward, the thief, and I can't even remember what the English words are, but, you know, it's going to be awesome. And there's a lot of Ngangana Samoa, there's a lot of Samoan language in that show too. So, you know, we've just got a whole bunch of stuff happening. It's so cool. We've got a pop-up piano that's travelling, a baby grand piano that's travelling around the area. So South Auckland, I think they're coming to Māngere, to the Maunga, but they're also coming out to Manukau. So keep an eye out for that. Everything you can find on our website, aklfest.co.nz.
Can't buy.
It's going to be a cracker in the next 3 weeks, man.
It's going to be awesome. And that Waiatamai, which gets us underway with choral singing, 400 strong voice, and you can be part of that, add your own, gets underway to officially start the festival. That's on Thursday at 5:30 at the Aotea Square. So from there on out, the Auckland Arts Festival, Te Haurea Toi o Tamaki, 7th through to the 24th. We'll be talking with Ātahua through the course of that unfolding too, but diary a few of these things in and certainly take advantage of some wonderful Māori kaupapa and that artistic delivery right throughout the month of March. Thanks, Ātahua. Always neat talking with you. We'll chat regularly throughout the next few weeks.
Absolutely. But, yeah, folks, I encourage you to check the website. We've got a lot of free stuff happening too. So, you know, if you can't afford a ticket to a show, e pai ana, we've got lots and lots of free stuff popping up all over the place. So check out our website. Street Beats is coming at you, you know, it's hot. And, yeah, it's going to be things happening all over Tamaki Makaurau. It's going to be so cool.
So cool. Thanks very much. Good catching up with you again, sis. All the best.
Thanks, Dale.
Kia ora te wā te. 6:03, we were hoping to talk